Well, President Trump is also making news today on a very different topic, the NFL. Trump is praising the league's new national anthem policy. It was approved by the owners yesterday and requires players to stand for the anthem. They can also stay in the locker room while it's playing. Teams will be fined if players disobey the policy. Here's the president on Fox News.
You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. And the NFL owners did the right thing if that's what they've done.
Here now, sports analyst Mike Pesca joins us now. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, first of all, if you don't stand proudly, you maybe shouldn't be in the country. Your thoughts on that?
I think it's un-American, point blank. I think compelling someone to stand, just based on law, of course, is a private business, and owners can attempt to compel their employees to do so. It's also collectively bargained, so it's unclear whether this will go through. Mm. But the question is the wisdom, the civic statement, and ultimately, and of course, this is their biggest decision, the economic wisdom of such an action. I am not sure how it will play out, but a case can be made that on all three points, the NFL has made a mistake.
Do you think that the NFL is doing this because of the pressure that the president put on them?
Indirectly. I know what happened is the NFL wasn't on their radar until President Trump jumped over it and made it a national issue and talked about firing players at a rally in Alabama and people cheered. At the same time, there was, I believe, not causal, but a correlative decline in ratings. In fact, I can prove that it wasn't causal because ratings have gone down for every television program, I think, except The Bachelorette last year. But that's literally true. Hundreds of primetime programs. So the NFL is facing headwinds. I could name four of them. One is cord cutting, people watching less network television. Two is concussions. I'm not exactly sure how that's affecting people's appetite for football, but it seems to be. Three is the glut of product, Thursday night games, Monday night games, Sunday night games, too much football. And four is players kneeling on the field, some players in some games, but not often, kneeling on the field before the anthem. Now, of those four things, there is really only one the owners can unilaterally strike out against. And so that's what they did, and it's players kneeling.
And we remember that the reason that started is because of Colin Kaepernick, who was protesting against the treatment of minorities by police. Now, if you look at the NFL overall, 70% of the players are black, 94% of the franchise owners are white. The players had no say in this decision, and they're not happy about it.
Yeah, and I don't know that the decision will stand because the NFL has a history of imposing fines or levying fines, and that is what the penalty will be, a fine for kneeling. And then they, in arbitration, get revoked. They sometimes, Roger Goodell, sometimes gets out over his skis and the courts have to intervene. And now the 94%, I think it's actually more than that. There's only one minority owner, and it's the Pakistani-born Shahid Khan of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Right. And beyond just the ethnicity of the owners and the players, who are these owners? These owners are largely Republicans or people who donate to Republican causes. I believe the Texans, Cowboys, Jets, Patriots, and a couple other teams donated heavily to the Trump inauguration. The Browns and the Redskins donated hundreds of thousands of dollars. The other franchises I named donated $1 million to the Trump inauguration. And if you look at donations, Republican versus Democrats last cycle, NFL owners donated $8.5 million to Republicans and $500,000 to Democrats. So they are of a certain mindset. They see their economic interests as being aligned with stopping these protests. But it's also probably the case that they are not exactly in line with where their fans are. NFL fans are, by and large, actually more Democrat than Republican.
Well, we're talking here about the NFL. If you look at the NBA official rule book, they also say players, coaches, and trainers are to stand and line up in a dignified posture along the sidelines or on the foul line during the playing of the national anthem. And Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, just told an audience at the Sports Business Awards that whether it's issues of race and gender, health, mental wellness, or technology in the media, what we do in this room matters day in, day out, and I encourage all of you not to stick to sports. A very different tone from the NBA.
Yeah, so the NBA has that raw law, that rule on the books. So does the WNBA. But when WNBA players in a protest violated that, there was no punishment. In fact, the WNBA, which is the same league as the NBA, or they have shared offices at least, they supported the players. I would also make the point that NBA players, the NBA is 75% black, the NFL 70% black. It's not so different. In fact, ownership, Michael Jordan's the only black owner. So the difference is there is a way for NBA players to get their voices heard, to have a say. There are fewer of them. We get to see their faces. Whereas 90% of NFL players are essentially anonymous. They feel that their teams don't want them protesting. So maybe that's why they feel more compelled to make this sort of public statement, because they have no other outlets.
Well, and now we'll have to see what happens with the NBA, because there's this video of police tasering an NBA player, Milwaukee Bucks rookie Sterling Brown, when he was questioned over a parking violation. We'll see how that plays out. Mike Pesca, yes. Here Now sports analyst and editor of the new book, Upon Further Review. Thank you.
You're welcome.